the book Hebrews, part 334. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelations, and I've said it 1,000 times already. It's 800 pages thick, it's an A4. It is so thick we have to bind it into two different books. And it's about 2 kilograms each in weight. Should you require any information or just want to share something, you are most welcome to contact me at my WhatsApp number, South Africa code plus 27, international code for our WhatsApps, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. This is the first time that you are to participate in the study. You are so very, very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start with part one, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, to everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful privilege. What a great day. What a moment. Hallelujah. We are currently busy with the book Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 4. Now, suddenly, Apostle Paul is changing the scenario. First, this whole week, we were speaking of what we can do to be a blessing unto somebody else. And then, out of the blue, Apostle Paul just suddenly speaks about marriage. Marriage. He says in Hebrews 13 verse 4, marriage is honorable in all. In other words, we must honor our marriage. It is so important for the time we live in. When people, when they get married, physical marriage with a ring, it's not just a question where they say, oh, I just take this woman, I take this man, and we live together, and after 6 years we just break up and everyone goes his own way and take the next one, and then I live with that. Now that's my wife and that's my husband, and in the meantime there's 2-3 children without names. You can't understand it. Bible says marriage is honorable in all. With other words, it is Yahweh's way and plan for men and women to be one. To cut out prostitution. In living a holy life. In marriage. Not just the men, not just a woman, but both parties. There is nothing better than to live in a marriage which is ordained by Yahweh our Elohim. And where people, two people, is living with Yahushua and Yahweh and the Ruach HaKodesh. You know, when you have the Ruach HaKodesh as part of your marriage, you will not want to defile your bed. If you live within the Ruach HaKodesh, in your house, in your business, in your work situation, outside where your wife and husband is not, it is to be honorable. Today it's so easy to just get divorced and walk away and not being interested anymore. And yes, sometimes there is matter, especially when there's physical abuse and and verbal abuse, lifelong verbal abuse, and certain things happen. We understand that it can happen. But marriage is honorable in all. And if I always say marriage is two parts that has to come together as one. And that's also not the easiest thing to do. It's not always the easiest to do. Because sometimes there's a mother-in-law also. Only a joke. So it's two against one. That's only a joke. But it's serious in marriage to have Yahushua as the pillar of our marriage. Where the Father, Yaffa, and the Ruach, the Son, Yahushua, can work in our lives through the Ruach HaKodesh. And it's not always moonshine and roses. Don't let anybody tell you it. You have that as well. It's not, if there's any marriage that just goes like, oh, for 50 years, no. Somebody was dominant, the other one was the servant. And that's why it went, whoa. But when you have that on your diagram, it's normal. As long as it doesn't break and separate. You know, the thing is, it's two different lives. That's what I do normally when I counsel people before marriage. Is I tell them it's two different people coming from two different households, from two different styles of living their lives, and suddenly they become one. Just because they're going to jump in bed and have sex or whatever, is not which makes them one. It is the unseen bond through the Ruach HaKodesh that will make them one. To understand each other that will make them one. Is to understand that you are not always wrong. And the other party is not always right. And this is what happens in life. In some marriages, the husband thinks he's always right, or the woman thinks she's always right. In marriage, to have an equal line or a straight line is to give and take. It's not just to give and give and give it. You can't give all your life. There's sometimes a take time that you can take. And if we can understand clearly what I'm talking about now, is to find a happy medium in life, a pivot. And to understand my soulmate, my wife, and my wife to understand me. We can't always just be smiling. It can happen that we had a hard day at work. And it can happen that she had a hard day with the children at home. Although a lot of women today works because men can't find work. I'm talking about in South Africa. So what happens? I need to honor my marriage. And honor it in the way of the covenant which I made when I said, in sickness and in health, being poor and rich. I must honor the covenant in love. And that comes through understanding. As marriage progresses, is to understand that the Bible says, and now you must listen to what I'm going to say. The Bible says, a family that prays together stays together. A lot of time when myself and Pastor Rika have our prayer time, our own private study time and prayer time, we love to pray together at night and in the mornings. And sometimes when I will pray, I will mention something in my prayer because I pray up hard, aloud. I would say something, and when we finish, she says, but in this day you haven't told me about this, but now you mention it in prayer. Now it is because when I wanted to tell her about it, she was not near me. I might have been in front of the computer, busy with research work or something else, or busy writing something. I'm also the author of 23 thick books, A4 and A5 books, so I might be busy. Or I might be had a discussion on the cell phone. And it's not that we don't share what we are busy with. And she might be busy with somebody. It's not because we do not want to share. It's just the one party wasn't available to talk to on that moment. And then suddenly when you pray, you remember this and you speak about it, and you speak to Yafa about it. And this is what happens in marriage. Is there must be no secrets. We must live a life of openness, where we have the right to say to the other party, I disagree. I disagree with what you said. I disagree with what you do. And then if we disagree, we must find a way, although we disagree, find a way to agree. Find a compromise. And that keeps the stuff. I'm busy with lecturing here on marriage. These are the things that makes marriage work. These is the things that makes marriage worthy to be honored. From both sides there must be 100% openness. The more that you get to be open one to the another, you will find that you sometimes will even start to think as the other one thinks. As we in many years in married life now, we sometimes I will think about something, and Pastor Rico would say, I'll just think about the same. Or she will say something, I said, I just wanted to say the very same thing. Why? Because you disconnect mentally. We not disconnect, you connect mentally. Makes it work. And the greatest thing in marriage is to admit when I'm wrong. And where she will be willing to admit where she wrong. Whereas in the woman's side, it's a bit more difficult than in men's side. We don't always got to go home with a bunch of roses. We go home with a smile. Sometimes a smile is worth 10 bunches of roses or 10 boxes of chocolates. And you, sister, you don't need to buy him a kilogram of biltong. Just to be lovable. To be adorable. Just to say, I love you. You know what happens? It's the small things in life that matters. In my marriage, it's the small things. It's not the car that we drive or the house we both live in or the things. No. It's the small things. You know, a lot of time, and I'm mentioning it here, after I've recorded a series like I'm doing now, tonight, later on, when I would sit at the computer going through it, and Pastor Rika will come and she will just stand behind me and just put her hands on my shoulders and just give me a squeeze. That's what counts. People that loves each other will seek to find a way to make the other one smile. Not to make the neighbor's wife smile or the husband of the neighbor smile. So marriage is very important in order for Yafa to progress in our spiritual lives. Now there's a bit more that I need to say about this. I can't just cut this off here. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to stop because of time, and then tomorrow morning I want to continue on what we are busy with. Till tomorrow morning, with Father's will, Maranatha. Yafashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.